There are 8 candidates vying for support from the voters of the Altona electorate in Western Melbourne in the by-election triggered by Lynn Koski's sudden departure from the parliament. The by-election is on tomorrow. We've invited the major candidates. I quite openly say we did not invite the small independents and single issue candidates nor the Socialist Alliance on the basis of previous track records of either their candidates or their minor parties. But we did invite the Liberal candidate Mark Rose, the Greens candidate David Strangward, and also Jill Hennessy, the Labor candidate, to join us in the studio to debate the issues this morning. Jill Hennessy, David Strangward from the Labor Party and the Greens respectively. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And to the empty chair, Mark Rose. Good morning. Mark Rose declined our invitation to be involved in the debate and told us that there were matters in the community that he would prefer to attend to rather than come to talk to people on the radio. That's his right, but I must say I'm disappointed. First of all, to both of you, Jill and David, it's a radically different electorate to the one that went to the polls last time. David, how do you address the gentrification of Altona in your policies?
Look, I think whether it's gentrification or not, certainly the electorate has grown by some 10,000 and 7,000 since the last election. And some of the key issues out here is how to create a livable suburb. This is one of the growth areas of Melbourne. And really what we're identifying is public transport is one of those key issues, so that people actually have access to the features of Melbourne as well as access to other parts of the community.
There are houses that sell for more than $1 million in this electorate. It's not how it used to be.
That's certainly true. I guess the reality there is that a lot of these parts had no houses at all, so a lot of it's new areas, so in a lot of ways it's a new electorate since it's sort of been recreated. I think there that it's still a case of how do we cater not only for those who've got $1 million houses but those across the board.
Jill Hennessy?
Well, John, there's a reason that people are moving in droves to this part of the western suburbs. It's because it's a terrific place to live.
Why? In what way?
In what way?
Name the best thing about Altona.
Well, we have great...
It's industrial. It's got gets the fumes from the industrial zones wafting across it. It's not a very attractive area, never has been and never will be.
Oh, well, John, I don't know what parts of the Altona electorate you've been down to look at, but there's the gorgeous bay along Altona, there's fabulous wetlands. There is cherry lands, and there are fabulous, vibrant communities throughout the entirety
it's
of this
real
electorate.
Estate's the only reason people look to it, come on.
Well, John, people are entitled to access affordable housing, and as this community grows, it's absolutely essential we continue to invest in community infrastructure to ensure that the West is a livable part of Melbourne. I mean, you know, Melbourne again has been identified as the third most livable city.
Most of the area that you represent, there are some houses that sell for a lot of money with water views, but the rest of it is cheap real estate for people who are getting a foothold in the own your own home market.
Well, it is important that people are able to access a home, John.
And public transport, as we've already
heard.
And
the Labor government makes no apology. We've given over 12,000 families in this electorate a first homeowner's grant to assist them access their first home.
It's not the Labor Party that's given them that. It's the Victorian taxpayers that have given them that. And it's happened around the nation. Do you claim the credit for it?
No, I'm simply saying that since 2000, over 12,000 families in the Altona electorate have been the recipient of a Victorian government grant to assist them access affordable housing.
This is a part of Melbourne that the Labor Party has taken for granted since time immemorial. It's safe territory. What's the margin at the last election? 20-something percent?
It was 20%, but I would...
Name a piece of infrastructure that's been to the benefit of the people of that part of Melbourne.
Oh, John, I can name several pieces of infrastructure that's been to the benefit...
Well,
parts of Melbourne. We've had the Point Cook P9 College. We've had the Point Cook Prep to 12 schools. We've built several schools. We've refurbished every single school in the electorate.
That's happened That's happened across the whole state. Something specially for this electorate that no one else has had access to or that's special to them.
We have the construction of the Williams Landing train station occurring to service the residents of Point Cook. We have expanded and enhanced all of the health services that service this area. We have invested and supported jobs growth in the area, which is absolutely essential. Well, you have access to the Williamstown Hospital. You have access to
small hospital.
You have access to the Sunshine Hospital, and you have access.
No proper casualty and trauma facilities there either.
There is a emergency department at Sunshine Hospital.
Terribly run down. If you want to put that in a showcase, you're in real trouble.
Well, John, I'd reject that because the government's actually invested in the development of a tertiary teaching and referral hospital at the Sunshine Hospital, which is going to dramatically expand the services there.
How much money you spent? Billions on the Austin, billions on the Alfred, billions on the Monash, nothing in the West.
That is completely untrue. There's been over 130% increase in investment in health services in the West, and similarly to that, the expansion of the Werribee Mercy Hospital as well. There's and Williamstown Hospital, a new emergency department. So I would outright reject that assertion. There are record numbers of people accessing record numbers of services with record numbers of funding. The government also, John, has invested in new radiation bunkers at Sunshine Hospital, and so for the first time, people in the West have been able to access cancer services without having to travel into the inner urban area. So there are many examples of how we have actually delivered significant health improvements in the West.
David, when you talk about public transport for people in the Western suburbs, what they really want, and they've shown this time and time again, is better freeways.
That's probably true. I mean, we are very much a car-focused culture. The reality is we're not necessarily going to be able to support that going forward. I've come in on the Westgate today, pretty chockers.
You came in by car?
I came in by car.
Why not you come in by public transport?
Because I needed to be here on time.
Well, you could have left earlier.
I could have left earlier, that's true. We could all leave earlier and we could all take up more of our valuable time attempting to make public transport workable. I think the reality is we'd actually need to have public transport that creates an alternative for the motor car. If we don't do that, then you or I aren't actually going to catch it when we need it to get us somewhere that's important for us. And so many times on the train station that I've been on, it's been people, I'm just sick and tired of actually having to make excuses for why I'm late to work. So until it works, until it's actually a viable alternative, it's just a fairly average mechanism for those that haven't got a great deal of choices. And if we keep going down that track, then I can't see how we're really making livable communities.
24 minutes past nine. The letter that you delivered throughout the electorate tries to simplify politics. You say it's not rocket science. It'll take more than flashy billboards and politics as usual to do anything about it. Maybe that's why the Greens are the fastest growing party in Australia, and on your guff goes. Mm-hmm. In fact, no, it's not rocket science, but it is complex, and this belief that you can try to convince voters that everything is simple and that there aren't complex answers to complex problems is really just a con job on the electorate, isn't it?
Look, I accept you can believe that, and yet I think in the reality is it's not. I think what we actually do need to do is start looking at different answers to what we've got. And I look, for instance, at the electorate that's completely growing. We're putting in completely new housing, and, for instance, there's not a solar panel in sight. What they're doing, for instance, in Germany is they're actually making roofs that are the solar panel. So we could be piloting, for instance, in new suburbs and saying, well, how would I actually make this a solar-generating suburb? And the sorts of things that you'd start looking, yes, that's infrastructure, yes, that's expensive. However, you're going to reduce the cost of the people that actually buy electricity. You're going to have feed-in tariffs that are actually generating income that can pay down the infrastructure that they can actually pay for municipal services.
How are you going to pay for all of that?
That's the same sort of infrastructure as what we're going to do when we build new power stations. It's the sort of infrastructure that we have to build all the time that you actually have to fund. So you'd have to have, obviously, it's not an individual cost. It's about the sort of infrastructure that you need to put in when you're building a community. I don't think that you can, like any project, you can't actually look at, I just put in the houses and I don't have to worry about the other infrastructure that I'm going to put in place. That has to be part of the equation when you're trying to factor it in. If we're going to put another million people into Melbourne, these are the sorts of challenges we're going to face. So yes, it is possibly glib to say it's not rocket science, and yet by the same token, there's a lot of answers out there and we're still just channeling ourselves down old and failing models.
Where do your preferences go?
Preferences go to socialist left and then they go to Labor.
To the socialist left before Labor?
Yes.
So they end up with Labor anyway. What's the point?
I'm not the greatest person to ask around preferences.
They're your preferences.
They are my preferences. That's absolutely correct. The Socialist Alliance have a view around public transport that is interesting. They are certainly about actually creating greater access around public transport, probably more than what we're seeing happening now. I don't really believe in my 40 years catching public transport that there's been a great deal of movement.
Jill Hennessy, what's the swing going to be? Are you expecting more than 15%?
Oh, John, I'm going to leave the poll commentary to others. I'm simply going to continue focus on until the polls close tomorrow of talking to people about the issues that count to them.
Premier's conceded in interviews, door-stopped, I think, late yesterday, saying yes, he accepts there'll be a swing against the government. Do you agree that much, at least, is right?
Look, I think it's true to say historically that there are swings against governments in by-election.
The correct by-election, 17%.
But I simply don't know, John. You'll have to ask the voters. The answer will be known sometime late on Saturday night, I presume. And until we know that, all we can do is keep talking to people about the issues that count to them.
What's a measure of success then? What sort of a swing is an acceptable swing?
John, you can be as enticing as you want on this issue. I simply don't know what the answer is, and the voters of Altona do.
All right, look, good luck to both of you, and thank you for putting up with my impertinence. No point having you come in here and just having a jolly old chat. Instead, the whole point of it is to put you under some pressure, so I hope that's at least explained something to the people who have to decide who to vote for. Jill Hennessy, good luck and thank you.
Thank you, John.
Labor candidate, she's regarded as a star and up-and-comer in the Labor Party, Jill Hennessy. And David Strangwood from the Australian Greens, good luck to you as well.
Thanks very much.
Even though he didn't accept our invitation to come in, good luck to Mark Rose from the Liberal Party, who declined our invitation, and the other five candidates as well. Anne in Sunshine. Morning, Anne.
Hi, good morning. Sorry, I don't know whether it's relevant to the conversation. However, I did hear the Sunshine Hospital as being part of a showcase. That must be one of the most absurd things I've heard. The doctors are great there. However, the food has got a lot to be answered for. I took my mother-in-law out of there and took her to another hospital just so that she could just do better.
Just because of the food or because of the medicine and the treatment?
The treatment was great. The food was pathetic. And in terms of I've lived in the West all my life, and you're absolutely right. It's really difficult to change the system around the Western suburbs in terms of labour. It won't change. You look at the freeways, and in terms of the way they're decorated compared to the eastern suburbs, there's so much more to be answered for. Labor really, really don't care, and that's why I've become a swinging voter and will be for the rest of my life. I can't see any changes here until people change.
Good to hear from you, Anne. Thank you. And Kerry in Williamstown. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, John. I'd like to hear the opinions of both parties in relationship to the rail traffic that's about to be upgraded through Altona. Seems to be
passenger or freight, please?
Mainly freight. And there seems to be little regard for any infrastructure to protect, especially from noise, the residents going through from Newport to Laverton. And In the future, the volume of freight that's heading out west will be probably doubled or tripled in the next 10 years.
But, Kerry, if you want to get trucks off the roads, guess what? They've got to go somewhere. That freight has to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. But why should the burden be placed on one particular municipality?
Because that's where the freight needs to go.
Yeah, but there are things that they could do to make life a little bit easier for the residents.
Like what?
Oh, sound buffers.
Okay. Fair point there, but, it's part of a bigger picture. Look, thank you for your call. I'll get more to where in a moment. Text messaging. You're out of date, John. There's very little cheap housing in Altona now, says Keith from Newport. Oh, John, consider. Move to Altona. It's not that bad. When did you last visit? Ah, oh, dear. Practice what you preach. Ask your questions. Shut up and let the guests answer. Oh, Fane, you're arrogant and pompous. Stop interrupting the woman politician. Go, Jill. You've outgunned Fane this morning, says Rhonda from Fitzroy North. And Simone says, I live in Elwood. If you were as rude about Elwood as you have been about Altona, I'd be outraged.